Senate Bill 59, an act to clarify certain provisions related to the filing of student birth certificates.
Senate Bill 59, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and her passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of talking with Representative Engbrecht, I'm going to take the lead here for the moment. I do have an amendment at the desk, and I think I'd like to offer that at this point, and then I could speak maybe to both.
Representative Brown, are you referring to what's been coded as 59DA?
Yes, I am, Mr. Speaker.
Is there a second to Representative Brown's motion to amend Senate Bill 59? There is a second. Remarks on the motion and the bill, if you so prefer, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate Bill 59, as it says, deals with provisions relating to the filing of a student birth certificates. The first part of this that changes, if you look at line 9, deals with further identifying what kind of school we are talking about, and we're adding there public or non-public school or the alternative instruction program. Typically in South Dakota, we understand that as homeschooling situations, Mr. Speaker. We've added then lines 12 to 14 with this bill in committee, and it's very straightforward. I'll read it because it does explain the purpose of the bill. Any parent or guardian who requests an excuse for his or her child pursuant to this section shall, with the initial request for excuse, that is, outside of the public school sector, provide a certified copy of the child's birth certificate or an affidavit notarized or witnessed by two or more witnesses, swearing and affirming that the child identified on the request for excuse is the same person appearing on the child's certified birth certificate. Mr. Speaker, the other changes that the amendment dealt with is really in Section 3, and Section 3 deals with the role of reporting requirements for the superintendent of any public or non-public school or any person who provides alternative instruction. Again, this would be our homeschool situation, who maintains the permanent cumulative school record. In other words, wherever this student is being trained or taught, whether in a public school or a non-public school or at home, that is where the cumulative record, if you will, their total file needs to be. Shall within 30 days of enrollment report to the school board of the district. This used to be the state's attorney. We're taking that out, and then we are eliminating on lines 11, 12, and 13 the sentence beginning with upon, and then goes through to the reference to the code of 327.3-2. What this does is make this a much more effective, efficient process for the reporting of birth certificates. It has received the support of those in our committee who testified, both public, non-public, and the homeschooling families. And so I would urge members of this body to support Senate Bill 59 as amended.
Further remarks on the Brown motion to amend Senate Bill 59? Any further remarks? Hearing none. Those in favor of the Brown motion to amend Senate Bill 59 will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks concerning Senate Bill 59 as amended? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 59 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 59 as amended.
Representatives Koskin, Slaughter, and Woodle. All members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 56, nays 10, excused 4.
Senate Bill 59, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.